The New York State Attorney General is suing a Fortune 500 company for improperly inflating home appraisals. First American Corporation says the lawsuit has no foundation in fact or law, but prosecutors say First American knowingly broke the law after a mortgage company pushed it to rig home appraisals. That mortgage company, Washington Mutual, says it's surprised by the allegation and says it had no incentive to get bogus appraisals. Today, Washington Mutual suspended its relationship with First American. More from NPR's Chris Arnold.
The lawsuit alleges that First American caved into pressure to inflate the values of homes so that more loans could be approved. Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says during the housing boom, mortgage companies started leaning harder on appraisers to do that.
We believe this is a problem all across the industry. We believe the federal government has not been effective at regulating it. We believe it has serious consequences long term.
That's because Cuomo says the practice makes it easier for people to overpay for a home or to borrow too much against their current house. And now with home prices falling, homeowners and investors are getting hurt. Mortgages these days get sold off to Wall Street, and investors can't tell what they're really worth. And some homeowners are taking big losses if they have to sell. Also, borrowers can be unable to refinance out of a high interest loan if a house is worth tens of thousands of dollars less than they thought it was. Andrew Cuomo.
The appraisal is there also to protect the home buyer and the consumer, who's in the process of making probably the largest consumer transaction of their lives, is the purchase of their home.
Cuomo alleges that First American colluded with the mortgage lender Washington Mutual to use a list of, quote, proven appraisers who provided inflated appraisals on homes. Cuomo pointed to specific email correspondence where he said senior First American officials negotiated this illegal agreement. Eric Schwartz is on the board of directors for the industry group, the Appraisal Institute.
Well, I'm glad the AG is going after them if there's illegalities involved.
Schwartz, himself an appraiser, says most are honest, but some individuals and companies do give in to lenders who offer to steer them business if they inflate home values. And he agrees that the problem is growing.
But I've been in the business 28 years, and I've seen more of it in the last 5 or 6 years than I've ever seen before. It needs to be a crime to put a pressure on appraisers or try to coerce them into coming up with an inflated value.
The AG's office is suing the appraisal arm of First American Corporation, but not the lender Washington Mutual, which attorneys say is under federal jurisdiction. Chris Arnold, NPR News.